Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. Want to know what you think. And that's where you can find the body of work that Pamela S. Harper, has deposited with us over the last several years. She's been an outstanding member of our Brain Trust, and you can find the work that she's contributed with us there, the things she's said on the show, the articles that she's allowed us to publish on our website, which we appreciate very much. Pam is the founding co-founder and CEO of Business Advancement. She's also Business Advancement Inc. She's also the president. I'm sorry, the author. I'll get this out in a second. The author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Pam, give us your website, please.
It's businessadvance.com. Yeah. And on that website, you'll also see additional articles, and you'll see links to our blog and all kinds of other good things.
And identify all the ways that you help companies wherever they may be. I know you work across the country and around the world, so folks, check that out. She's great with small business, and I encourage you to check out what she has to offer. If you're not being innovative enough, if you've run out of bullets to be more competitive, you know, Pam might be able to help you. Pam, let's talk about innovation a little bit more. One of the things in a previous segment before you got here, I used the bear story. You know, the story about the two hikers and a bear gets after them, and one of them looks over at the other and he says to himself, "I don't have to outrun the bear. I just have to outrun that guy."
That's true.
So maybe we don't have to create, as a small business, we don't have to, we don't have to conquer the world. We don't have to be a Steve Jobs, may he rest in peace. We don't have to, we don't have to be a Bill Gates. We maybe all we have to do in our little part of the world, in order to be wildly successful, is just to be innovative enough to beat the other guy. What do you think?
Well, I would agree with that. I think that, in fact, a lot of innovation comes from a series of small steps, in my mind at least, as opposed to the great groundbreakers, that are out there. And in fact, people who talk about innovation a great deal, including us, talk about the difference between a breakthrough innovation and a series of steady innovative steps. Mm-hmm. So what could that be for a small business? Well, sometimes it could be as small, believe it or not, as changing your hours. We have a bank here I'm in the New Jersey, New York area. TD Bank is a bank. I'm not even a customer, but it sticks with me.
Yeah.
Right. And one of the groundbreaking innovations they had was their hours. They're open 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go in at any time. Well, you say, well, so what? That's hours. But guess what? If you're making it easier for your customers mm-hmm. to do business,
that's an innovation. For banks, for a banker, that's innovation.
Right, it's an innovation. And there are other things. In fact, last year I ran a conference having to do with reinventing businesses through innovation. And one of the things that a wine merchant who was on one of my panels was talking about was offering something they called uncorked deals on the Internet.
Hmm.
I mean, how often do you go to a wine store on the Internet?
Right, right.
Not so often.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean,
well,
right.
there are two kinds of innovations, folks, that I think you ought to think about. One is the basic one is the one that where you're just innovating so that you can be as competitive as possible and be relevant to customers, and it might just be getting out of your own way, being innovative internally with the way you serve customers, et cetera. And the other innovation would be, Pam, maybe more of a breakthrough. What do you think? Where that's a development that when people see that, they don't just say, well, good, I'm glad they're finally coming in the 21st century. But in this case, they say, wow, who thought of that?
Well, that's right. And those kinds of innovations, I think, come from being regularly thinking about what's going on, not just, again, as we were talking about before the break, not just with your customers, but with your customers' customers.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my partner Scott and I are going to be going to a conference in several weeks for retailers talking
right.
to manufacturers of consumer healthcare products,
mm-hmm.
Such as all the things that keep you healthy that you can buy over the counter. And the whole idea is understanding what retailers look for from their customers, since we do a lot of work in the consumer.
If you're looking for a way to be innovative, folks, think about the ways that you can help what Pam said. Help your customers help their customers. You've heard me talk about this
That's
on
right.
the show before. And, Pam, what I've said is if you want to have a customer that you can't run off, help them help their customers. And when you
exactly.
get really good at it, Pam, you can help your customers help their customers help their customers.
Well said.
That's exciting. I've done that, Pam. When you can pull that off, that's the hat trick, you know?
It really is. And I think that's what's going to trigger those innovative thoughts, because things are changing constantly, and that's
mm-hmm.
the key also to remember.
Right.
Things are always changing for your customers and your customers' customers.
Be innovative, folks. When we come back, Pam's got a big event coming up. We told you about the initial one, the inaugural one last year. And now we've got a second annual one event coming up on innovation. We're going to talk about that and sort of develop that idea around that conference in the next segment. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Pam Harper is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.